Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Venue, the Swicker Office. The date, Monday the 3rd of November. Interviewee, Amanda Thompson. Amanda, for the record, could you please spell your name in full?
Yeah, my name is Amanda, that's A-M-A-N-D-A. Thompson, which is spelt T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Amanda, you've got a long and venerable history in helping the Cardiff Carnival come about. Would you care to tell us about your initial involvement and that which happened thereafter?
Yes, I came to work for Swicker, initially part-time, and I started in 1995. And I worked as an assistant to Steve for 9 years until 2003. So I saw quite a few different manifestations of the Cardiff Carnival over that time and various different people who worked on it. And every year, an increase in the number of people that took part in it.
Are there any costumes that stick in your mind in particular? I have to say, you know, as the co-organiser with myself, we weren't able to wear costumes because the police never recognised us as the organisers. But in our picture archive, there will certainly be the classic picture of you as, I like to call you Miss Wales, a giant backpack costume.
That's right.
In red, white and green, holding two white flags as well.
That's right. So, in 2005. That was the Wales Window on the World Carnival, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I will have to have a costume next year then to mark the 10th year since then. that was a great opportunity to wear a great big backpack costume, which I think I've always wanted to have done that. So I'm glad I got a chance to do that. You did actually let me take part in the carnival in the first year when I joined in 1995.
Oh, excellent. What were you doing in the first one?
I was so very new and you thought you can't work on carnival, you can't go out there, promote carnival, you can't tell other people why they should get involved unless you've experienced it yourself. So that's what happened. I took part in that. It was one of the dancing groups, if I remember rightly. I think, you know, the number one thing about carnival is about transformation. That's what it does. It transforms you. You never forget that experience. And that's why people should take part.
Quite right, too. There have been lots of different sort of, different ways in which parading has always been a perennial and will always be part of the Cardiff Carnival experience. But back in the day, of course, we used to show ourselves on the steps of the National Museum.
That's right.
And as I talk to different people, I kind of have a feeling that that was a bit of a golden age. I mean, can you remember what that felt like?
It was a golden age. It wasn't that staged either. I mean, we did prepare to a certain extent, but a lot of it just kind of happened spontaneously. We were lucky because very little ever really went wrong, but some really terrific things came out of that. But these were in the days, I think, before all the health and safety kicked in and lots of other restrictions, really. There was more space. We had maybe, you know, a little bit more freedom to do things. But now you have, of course, a lot more staged performances. But you also spread it out a lot more. I think a lot more people get to see it now. You just have to change with the times, really. But I think every year we did it, you know, the standard changed. Things got better and better and better, didn't they?
Absolutely.
And the people that you have making the costumes now have sort of picked up on a lot, and that's what's gone on in the past, and developed their skills. And it's really quite a professional.
I think that's what's quite telling is that quite a high percentage of the current team of artists, and certainly the artistic coordinator, Adrian Spinola, have actually grown through the project and started as community participants themselves. And I think that's very real. They were, you know.
Well, Adrian did, didn't he?
Absolutely.
I remember when he first started, he just kind of walked through the door one day and then took part. And then he brought along a few of his neighbours from the same street that wanted to get involved. And it just kind of grew and grew and grew. And he must have learned loads along the way.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of it with carnival is trial and error, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, there's no right or wrong in carnival. No. Other than if the costume works, it works. And you'll know day.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, I think that there's been so many different influences from different cultures along the years as well. You've had makers on this carnival project that really, you know, they were Caribbean. You've also got a lot from all different parts of Wales and a lot of different other cultures, European and South American and Far East and whatever, mixed into it as well. So I feel that after these 25 years, what you've got here is just a really unique, genuinely multicultural product for the diff.
Yes, and which in a way is, by virtue of being made in Wales by Welsh people of every shape, size, creed and colour, yeah, is definitively Welsh. Of course, Carnival Camp is you know, is where it all happens, isn't it? The mini village of creativity. Do you have any fond moments based on?
It's got to be Cattay's Community Centre, then, hasn't it? Really? Yeah, Cattay's Community Centre. How on earth did we squash everything into that space? Somehow we did. It was always rammed. The days down at Bute Town Youth Pavilion with a lot more space. Were good. We made it here too, didn't we, one year in the studio here in Chapter.
Yep.
I remember that. That was good. That was quite popular with people. So it's gone all over. Where are you now? Fitzalan High School.
Fitzalan High School, and it's gone down very well indeed. So and the joy of Fitzalan is that A, we have enough space indoors, but in order to parade properly, we need to be able to rehearse people out of doors, yeah, so that they're dancing into space, yeah, and the rest of it. Yeah. So we had far more space to actually, yeah, you know, practice parading, which I think is very important. At, yeah, Cattay's, it was very difficult.
Very difficult. There, yes, was nowhere.
No.
Here was very difficult, really, in terms of outdoor space. Did a bit of, yeah, and we used other venues like Mount Stewart,
yes,
School and that.
Yes.
For practice.
What do you think of some of the outcomes down the bay when there was more money around and there were bigger stages and we might have a headliner provided by the county council?
Actually, I think the ones that have worked best are the ones that we've done that are off stage, because a big stage, you've only got certain sight lines. I think a lot of what you've done since has really increased the accessibility to people. I guess in an ideal world, you'd like a mix of both, wouldn't you? You'd maybe like to do a big stage show.
I think in an ideal world, we'd like to, and not necessarily all on the same day. I mean, there was a point where before austerity took hold, that we were hoping to build it up into a week long, or at least a long weekend, if nothing else, you know.
Yeah, which it could really lend itself to that, because you've got so much to show off there.
Yes.
I think with the big shows, it was a lot more pressure because you had to produce quite a polished, finished show.
Yes. And then it would rain.
And carnival is so spontaneous. Sometimes community participants being spontaneous does not equal polished, performed show.
You'll have seen a number of carnivals take place in the rain.
Yes.
Do you remember the Blue Devils?
Yeah.
And the fact that we have to, so these are body painted Blue Devils brought over from Paramin in Trinidad, yeah, Spooky and Catcher, and they taught us a tradition from the Caribbean that involves painting your body blue, surprisingly. Of course, in Cardiff, it totally tipped out on the day, didn't it? And they had to be followed around by a special team of bucketeers with blue dye, who every 5 minutes, was it, washed off, would, yeah, throw another bucket of blue on them, which, yeah, I thought was quite funny, you know. But so only in Wales.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, if you're looking at the street when the carnival's passed down in the rain, you just got this kind of mix of glitter and paint and bits of costumes that are lying in the street behind you.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
It's quite a nice, it's good for that though, isn't it, rain? It is good for that. But there were quite a few years when we didn't get rained on at all. I'm surprised so little was rained off over those years.
Well, in many senses, we've never been rained off. I thought, I mean, we're weatherproof in the sense that it goes ahead whatever happens, you know. I mean, people have worked for at least 3 weeks, you know, and probably longer in their heads to get it together. And we have that one-off opportunity. We don't have the opportunity to reschedule things, do we? I mean, yeah, once you've got your road closures in place.
No. I remember a few, and I think this was Carnival spin-offs, really.
Right.
Costumes, remade costumes with a lot of plastic, waterproofing involved. Do you remember that? We did quite a lot of that,
didn't we?
And here's a memory that's just popped into my head, was of course we were preparing down at the Tarn Centre in Grangetown on the day that Princess Diana died.
Yes.
And that was announced, and that was cancelled. That it was a remount for
Cardiff Bay Development Corporation.
Yeah.
And I suppose if we're going to tell the story in full, it was the first time we've ever tried to remount a carnival parade. And whilst we'd had hundreds of enthusiastic carnivalists and community participants in the original parade, we had formed a contract with Cardiff Bay Development Corporation, which we then used the money to actually fund the original parade, on the basis that hundreds of these people would come back and do it all again. I can recall you and I being there and being somewhat bemused and then horrified by the low turnout. And then, of course, we turned on the radio to discover that Lady Di had, in fact, died, and public events across the UK were cancelled. Football matches, everything. So on one level, what can I say other than had that not happened, well, perhaps all the other Cardiff carnivals might not have happened. I mean, we'd have been hard pushed, as you know, because, I mean, you were running the books amongst those, everything else. We would have been hard pushed to repay that money to CBDC.
Absolutely,
so,
it's not our fault, really, that one.
No, absolutely not.
No. It's been such a powerful thing. It's amazing. I am amazed, actually, I have to say, everybody, for posterity. The fact that Steve has kept this going for 25 years. 25 years in the face of quite a lot of adversity, often, and always a struggle with finances. Always a struggle, never really knowing what money's going to be there to do it. The fact it's been going for 25 years is an incredible achievement.
And talking of incredible achievements, we wish at this point to award you, Amanda Thompson, the honorary title, no money goes with it, of Carnival Hero for 9 years, joining me at the helm in Swicker, producing these fabulous events for the community at large.
Yep.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.